When they woke up, they were heavy with sleep. You know, it figures. Peter, James, John, taken up on the mountain to pray with Jesus, this wouldn't be the last time they ever fell asleep praying with Jesus. This wouldn't be the last time that they fell asleep when they were needed. It's a knee-jerk reaction almost. We almost want to jump to judgment here. We almost want to say, aha, that Peter, he didn't have the spiritual wherewithal to stay awake and to pray. But if we think for a moment, we realize that we have no business judging Peter here. We too fall asleep spiritually. We too have problems with staying awake in the presence of God. The lesson today has three basic points. The first one is that when you're praying, stay awake. Secondly, when you're praying, pay attention. And thirdly, when God is speaking, be silent. Stay awake, pay attention, and be silent. Sounds like good advice to me. Would you pray with me? Lord God, our Heavenly Father, move among us this day so that we, Thy people, may always feel and sense Thy divine power and presence. For we truly need to know that we are never alone. And speak to us today that we might hear, understand, and remember. Give us Your Word through which You mold and shape our living. For we are Your people, Lord, and we need Your Word to live eternally. We pray in Thy holy name. Amen. About once, twice a year, usually at least once a year, I like to go up to Boston to a monastery that's up there in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Monastery of the Episcopal Society of St. John the Evangelist. I like to go up there because it's a good place and a good way for me to get away from all the hustle and bustle of life, both my personal life and my ministerial life. It's a good way to get away, to separate myself from the conditions that combat me every day, and to get away and to sit in silence and to pray and to meditate and to read Scripture and to eat the good food that they have at the monastery and to see my monk friends who live there. It's an incredible community of men. They have devoted themselves to spiritual direction for clergy and ministers in the church. They have a wonderful ministry there at the monastery. And one day I went up there to go on a special quiet six-day retreat that dealt with praying through the Scriptures. Praying through the Scriptures. And the first day, the first lesson, was a three-hour lesson in which Father Paul Westinger gave us a single verse from the Psalms. It happened to be a psalm that I adored anyway, so I was really excited. He gave us a single verse of the psalm, and he had us sit in the chapel for 3 hours and pray with that single verse. That was the exercise. And it started out really well. I began by going through the verse again and again, committing it to memory so I wouldn't have to look at it on a piece of paper, so that I could just run it through my mind without having to read it, so that I could comprehend it and meditate upon it with my eyes closed, focusing in on the flow of the words, the sound of the words, the meaning of each and every word. And as I considered it and as I meditated on it, each and every word became part of my very being. It was an exciting experience. It was the first time anything like that had ever happened to me. I was learning to make the passages of Scripture my own. Indeed, a very part of me. After about 30 minutes, I started to think, oops, I've pretty much comprehended and brought into my very being each and every word, all 15 words in the two-line verse, and I've got a pretty good idea of what this means for me. What do I do next? I mean, there are many reasons and many ways to be distracted now. And I'm starting looking around, and I see stained glass windows. They're very pretty. And I see paraments on the altar that probably need to be replaced or repaired. And I start noticing that people around me are having trouble too. They're beginning to squirm a little bit, and I hear the squeaking sound of shoes in the hall outside the chapel going down the cloister. And then I start hearing traffic outside, honking horns and blowing whistles and people screaming obscenities and being angry at other people on the street. And then I start hearing little critters outside, barking dogs and what may very well be crickets somewhere nearby. And then I start hearing my own heartbeat. And then I started to hear someone snoring. Praying with the scriptures, my friends, is not an easy exercise. For 30 minutes, I did great. But then I had 2.5 hours to go. And I was in trouble. I started being uncomfortable. I started trying to remember the other verses in the psalm, trying to reconstruct the psalm from my memory. I did a pretty good job distracting myself for another 30 minutes. And then the inevitable started happening. And I've seen it happen in here many times. I'm sitting there considering whatever I can consider to occupy my mind, and the next thing I know, my head is starting to go. And then you know what happens when you do that. You go. And then you do K for another couple of minutes, and the next thing you know, you're going again. And it's the worst feeling in the world. And you know that if you could stand up and get your blood moving again, you'd be doing all right. But no, you're not supposed to do that in this kind of a prayer time. And more people started snoring. And there were more distractions to the word. My friends, praying is not easy. Sometimes we think that prayer is what we do with our lips, what we do with our mouths, what we do with our minds. This list of petitions that we have. I need to pray for my mother and my father and my brother and my nephew and my friends and my church and this person and that person and that person who's sick and this person who's sick. And we develop a long list of prayer needs, and we go to the Lord and we go through those needs and that list of prayer, and we spend 20 minutes with the Lord, and then we say, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and we get up and we go on, and I have a mental image of God saying, so wait. It's a very cynical image, but I'm going to give it to you. I may have already told it to you before. A Martian is sent to Earth to do an investigation as to what human beings conceive of God to be. And he does his investigation. He watches people in church, and he watches people in the religious activity. And then he goes back to Mars, and he tells his king, human beings believe that God is this great big ear up in heaven. And this big ear is attached to a vending machine. And the object of prayer is to say words in such a way that that ear goes off, sends a signal down the line, and causes the vending machine to deposit in their lap whatever they pray for. And that's God to them. As cynical as that is, you must admit that a lot of us in our prayer lives are too focused on our mouths. It's part of who we are. It's part of how we are taught to pray. We pray by saying things. But my friends, that's a small part of prayer. Prayer is a relationship with God. Prayer is communication with God. And that means not just from me to God, but from God to me. That means not just you to God, but God to you. That means that you're not only supposed to speak to God, but you're supposed to listen for the voice of God in your life. You're supposed to listen in your prayer time. And my friends, listening is not easy. Truly listening is not easy. I know it. At first, it seems easy. I mean, you sit there and you're quiet and you start to listen. And the next thing you know, you start to nod off. Or the next thing you know, you start to itch. Or the next thing you know, you hear a dog barking down the street. Or the telephone rings. Or the cat decides to jump up on the altar in front of you, which happens to me all the time. Or there is another need or another requirement or another thing I have to do, and I don't have the time to sit and to listen. Or if I do find the time to do that, I start to fall asleep and I get distracted. There are many distractions to truly listening in prayer. The first point today is simple. When you're praying, when you're in the presence of God, stay awake. You can be asleep spiritually, and you can be asleep physically. The disciples were both. Peter, James, and John, they were first weighted down with sleep. Initially, they were asleep. Sawing logs back there while Jesus is up there praying and being transformed. And then they were asleep spiritually. Because what is the first thing that Peter does? He jumps up. You ever been awakened when you probably shouldn't have been sleeping? Yeah, I know I have. One day in class, I'll never forget, I was so embarrassed. It was Hebrew, second year Hebrew, and I'm sitting there in class, and we're going through the verb conjugations. And he's way over there on that side of the room, and there's like 32 students between me and Dr. Bailey. And I'm sitting back here nice and hidden, thinking I can't be seen. And I'm looking at it, and I'm praying, please don't ask me that verb, please don't ask me that verb. And then the next thing I know, he's standing right here on his knees looking at me, kneeling right in front of me, looking at me saying, Brother Neil, do you wish to do the verbs today or go to sleepy time? Sleepy time, Dr. Bailey. My friends, I know what it's like to fall asleep and get caught. You feel guilty, you feel surprised, you feel like you've been fingered out. And that's exactly what happened to Peter. He jumps up all excited. He sees Jesus transformed and transfigured. He has to do something. Let's build. It's good that we're here, Jesus. Let's build three dwellings, one for Moses and one for Elijah and one for you. Let's, Peter and James and John, let us be involved in this somehow. That's just like Peter sticking left foot in mouth. But we're just like Peter. We do it too. The first point is, when you're praying, stay awake. The second point is, when you're praying, my friends, pay attention. Pay attention to what's going on around you. Be spiritually awake as well as physically awake. And thirdly, when God talks, be silent. My friends, the greatest temptation, the greatest tendency for ministers is to open this mouth and talk. It is really hard to let God speak. The greatest temptation is to get in the way of the Word of God. The greatest temptation is to want to pick up the Scripture and read a verse and then immediately explain it. We need to learn to have ears to listen to the Word of God, to listen to God speaking to us. Now, I have some people say, how do I know the difference between God's voice and my voice? This seems too convenient. This can't be God's voice speaking to me. Discernment of God's voice and not your voice comes when you place that question within the context of the Bible. Is God speaking to you through the Scriptures? Is God speaking to your heart? Is what you're hearing in accordance and agreement with the Bible? I find the Psalms the easiest part of the Scriptures to pray with because they speak to me in a way that no other passage of Scriptures do. I turn to the Psalms to bounce my questions and my ideas off of. And I recommend that we do that today as well. That I invite you to pray with the Psalms. If you've never done it, I invite you to take a psalm, a verse of the Psalms, and just let it become part of your being. Read it over and over again until you've memorized it and made it part of yourself. Let each word form your being. And listen for the Word of God. Peter was quick to speak. Peter was quick to want to act. And we want to act too. But my friends, we first have to listen. And when God speaks, we are to listen. And what does God say here? God is saying that in the presence of the Almighty, there is a transforming nature in the Word of God. This is my Son, the chosen one. Listen to Him. Don't be running off at the mouth, Peter. Listen to Him. The Word of Christ, the Word of Scripture, the Word of God is transforming. It transforms us completely and gives us ears to hear and mouths with which to speak. Listen today for the transforming Word of God in your life. Listen today and in the coming season of Lent for the transforming Word of God in your life that will transform not only yourself, but the world. Listen. And stay awake and pay attention to the transforming presence of Almighty God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.